Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Well, welcome everyone again. This is the Martial and Healing channel, and you're here for a session with Dr. Florian Besch, who is doing practicing Qigong from form to freedom to authenticity. Before I hand it over to him, we'll just do a couple of quick announcements to say that this is a Zoom webinar format. So if you're an attendee, you won't be able to turn on your video or your sound, but you will be able to interact with us in the chat. Tell us where you're from, let us know what your experiences are so that we can feed them back to Dr. Besch. You can also put questions specific to him into the Q&A box, that way they don't get lost in what's being said in the chat. And if you like a question and you want that to be asked, just vote for it, and that gives us an idea of which questions will be answered for the most people in the room. There are still a few spots available, so if you want to come up to the participant section, which means that you can interact with video, then do put your hand up or type me in the chat. And that's it. Over to you, Dr. Besch.
Thank you very much, Oscar. And thank you also to the whole team. Thank you, Mark, for setting this incredible conference up. I'm very delighted to speak here, and I have had such wonderful sessions already, so I'm really looking forward. So we are looking today into movement and authenticity, inner and outer world, and how we can let evolve from our inner core authenticity. And I'd like to share in the very beginning that this is going to be a very practical session, so just a little bit of theory in the beginning and in between. So we're going to have three practical parts, and I'm happy to interact with you. So every now and then we will interact via the chat, or also in the end we have time for questions that you can put into the question box. So. Yeah, because it's practical, make sure that you have a little space around you so that you can have standing and movement a little bit. It's not too extensive, usually through the main part. So, and also what I want to share is or say is that, you know, we have just 1 hour, so it's to get a glimpse of the idea of what we're doing here. And for sure, you know, Qigong and the martial arts are like lifelong training sessions you can have with that, and you will have large or big experience with that. So even if you're a beginner, it doesn't matter, because I think in this hour, we can get an idea of what I want to say, or what I want you to get an idea of and a feeling of, from form to freedom to authenticity. And but maybe it's interesting for me and for all of you, like how much experience you have already. So maybe you type now in the chat, like, do you have non-experience with Qigong, or some, or long experience? So just in this way, very quickly, just put in so that we have just a quick idea. Who's here? And I can see also.
We've got a few people saying they have some experience.
Cool.
Claudia says she's had no experience, minimal experience, no experience. So,
Okay, cool. So that's good, because I think As martial artists, we try and all always to have this beginner mind. So if you have no experience, it's fine, because that's great. You can really experience from the bottom up, like what's coming up now in this practical session. So yeah, as I said, we want to go in three practical parts. From first one is very form-based, second one, the emerging freedom in the form, and then the way or the path to an expression of an authentic expression. So we will just do one simple Qigong exercise, actually. So that's a kind of movement that's also within or including the hugging the tree posture that most people who have sometime done some Qigong will know. And that's gonna be like the practical thing we do and emerge from there or move on from there. So how did I come to this title and the idea of what's going on here? The funny thing was that Mark is always speaking, Mark Walsh is always speaking of form on treating, and he distinguishes this in form within the traditions and our disciplines. And he says, like, the disciplines that are mainly rooted in form are mainly the martial arts. So you can imagine like the old Japanese karate styles are, they are very much rooted in form, because you're doing it with exact the way the teacher tells you, and you're doing the form or the shape, how you're gonna do it. And thereby, after learning the form, after some time, you can reflect on your own patterns. And I think it's very, very useful to start on from this form, this very formal way. So on the other hand, we have the freedom disciplines, and there is mainly like the modern dance of like five rhythms and this. So it's all about that we very much listen to our bodies and see what comes there out of our body. And so it's following the idea and going with what really is right now in your body. And also focusing on what we call the wisdom of the body. And so when I was hearing this distinction, I thought like, well, did I do Qigong in a form style or in freedom style? And I didn't really like, okay, it's actually form, but in a way, the way I understand it always, it was always also a freestyle thing. So what I think is that between form and freedom and authenticity, there is no like strict borders or strict separations, but it's more like a fluid continuum that goes from one to the other. And I guess we will see this in the practical sessions. So just keep an eye if this is for you the same, or if you feel like, okay, now it's changing or something. So that's especially, yeah, for me, it's a floating thing from emerging from one to the other. So maybe we can discuss this later if this is for all of you. So what is authenticity? And I really liked the sessions of Gabor Maté in the conference already. That was gorgeous. And he says, authenticity is a human need, the capacity to know what we feel, to be in touch with our bodies and express who we are. So it's very important, because authenticity means like we're connected to our bodies, feeling from within what is happening in our bodies. So for me, it's very important to see the three layers of body, emotion, and thoughts. And from there on, there is an inner world that we experience of our body or the whole thing. And there is also relation to the outside world. So if it's about authenticity, it's always related our inner world with the outside world. So that's the interesting thing about how do I express my inner world in the outer world. And I think this is a really interesting topic, and we'll go into that later on. So, so much about this, and I think we soon start. What I first would like you to do is get an idea, like dive quickly, in Mark style, I dive quickly into your body and have an idea of how are you right now? How do you feel? And I'd like you to think especially of feel into what kind of activation level do you have right now? And maybe we can type this also in the chat. Like if we have a scale from 1 to 10, one being the lowest activation level that you can imagine and 10 being the highest stress level. So where are you right now? Yeah, just put in a number between 1 and 10. Oh, this is a 1 already. That's cool. So Qigong has nothing much to do for you. Yeah, lots of 5, 6, 8, 4. That's cool. So just remember that so that you have throughout the whole session, you have the possibility of reflecting on your own activation level. Okay, cool. So let's start. Let's start with the Qigong level in the beginning and maybe take your space. I'll just move back so you can see most parts of my body. And first of all, I would ask you all to shake off like the first parts of the day. Just relax a little, shake off your body. And then stretch a little as you like what feels comfortable for you. Just stretch a little. Yeah. So you feel your body, you feel already a little bit of what kind of movement is needed right now. Okay, cool. So starting from there, just stand firmly on the ground, both feet next to each other, and like shoulder wide. And then a little bend your knees. It's just a little bit, like it's not like deep now because it's too strenuous, like a little bit bending the knees and then turning the hip forward so that your lower spine is relaxed. And then really take up your spine and the crown goes to the sky so that you really have a stretching, a little bit of stretching between the lower parts and the upper parts of your body. Then relax your shoulders and your arms and hands. So that's the starting position. And as I said before, it's gonna be the movement we do, like the one exercise we do today is like a little bit of a merging of the waking up of the chi and the posture of hugging the tree. So some of you might be familiar already with that. So I'll just lead you through the form in the beginning. First of all, take 2-3 deep breaths. I'll try to guide you through the form so that you even could close your eyes if you like. So it starts with that your elbows are taken up. So move up like this and arms and hands follow and to the heights of the heart or the shoulders. Then the elbows go down, hands turning outwards and the whole arm go down again. And the movement starts again, elbows going up. And when you're at this top position, this is like the posture hugging the tree. So it's important that your palms show towards your heart and that your elbows are not too far up and the shoulders not up. So down with these two, fingers turning towards each other. And from there on, elbows go down and hands following. Arms moving up and down. One flowing movement without stops, no breaks. So Qigong is very, very slow, but for me, it's always important that you take your own pace so that you feel already, okay, what is good for me? What feels good for me right now? Which, how fast or how slow can it be that I feel comfortable? Then we include the breathing. So with the arms going up, inhale. And with the arms going down, exhale. The arms going up, breathing in. Arms going down, breathing out. So as this is the complete movement already, and you're probably gonna be able to do that or to just move it that way, synchronize breathing and your movement. And you can start to relax into the movement. So as the underlying picture here is the tree, what you can imagine and what you can slightly do is during your inhalation, like stretch your spine a little bit up so that your crown goes a little bit, turns toward the sky without making a big movement, just slightly stretching. And with the exhalation, go into a movement of sinking. So with every exhalation, your breath and your body sinks down into your belly, into the lower back. And with every exhalation, you even go further down. Through the legs to your feet. Like a tree, we're stretching out between earth and sky. With breathing out, let your body sink and your mind goes into your center. In your belly. And maybe take one, two more breaths. And then finish the movement with the exhalation. And just stand for a second in this relaxed position. Feel your body and listen into your body. How do you feel right now? Good. So that was the first part. We go back to the screen for a short moment. So what you've might noticed is that the strongest part was about relaxation and the sinking of the body. So also maybe you've recognized that your mind is relaxing, and that is like a really extensive method of centering, like really going into the center. And so maybe if you check quickly for yourself, except the one who was on run one already, what is your activation level now? Maybe the one who was on one is now on zero, but check for yourself. You don't need to type into the chat box, just as a reference for yourself, like what would you say is your activation level now? Okay, so what you might have recognized is that this movement is very strong related to the elements. So we have a strong part that is connected to the air, sky, and a strong part that is connected to the earth. So we have two out of the elements. And so maybe if you try to look back into the movement, like you can feel if there is one of the elements that like feels closer to you, or you feel better in that part, like maybe it's the upgoing or it's the downgoing. So it might be that it's your present mood that is coming up there, or it's a general thing that you're more related to one of these two elements. So just for you to recognize, okay, what did I enjoy? Or where was I closer related to taking these two elements? And also when you've worked before with the elements, you know, there is also fire and water. And so you might see in the next two sections that these come up when you feel drawn to them, you know? So have an eye on this element thing. I think it's really interesting. So let's move now from form to freedom. And what I mean here by freedom is freedom within the form. So we'll continue with this form and let's see what kind of freedom emerges within that. So I will guide you a little bit through it and give you some ideas what could happen. So it's not that you're to do what I say, it's just that you get an idea of what could be emerging in you and just go with comes up in you. Not don't follow me, like follow what comes up in you. What kind of freedom emerges in this form for you? So and just try to relax and look at this from your perspective. So I think this is important. And then let's just go into the second part, freedom in form. The same way. Just standing firmly on the ground with both feet balanced in the middle and knees slightly bent, hip a little bit turned forwards, and the spine stretched out to the sky, crown goes up to the sky. And then relax your shoulders, relax your hands. And as I said, you might close your eyes or have it open. Probably in between, I might turn around also that you can see me from the side, but it's not really needed for you. So take 2-3 deep breaths. And coming from the first part, already take the sinking into the center, into your breathing. And when you feel ready with the next inhalation, we start with the form again, like arms lifting up until the heart, then the elbows go down, palms turn outwards, and the arms go down again. Going up with the inhalation, going down with the exhalation. Inhalation, arms going up. Exhalation, arms going down, sinking into the center and into your feet, rooting your body in the earth. So from this centering, see what comes up in you. What feels your body like to move within this form? So we were talking about the elements. So maybe you feel drawn or related to one of the elements, water, fire, air, or earth. So what would it feel like if you do this movement in an earth style? What would it feel like if you do it in an airy style? And as I said, just follow what emerges in you and not the ideas that I give you. Also, maybe notice that there is a yin and a yang part in this movement. So a more activated and a more relaxed part, to say it very simple. So what if you emphasize one of these two? And also we can look into our bodies, what kind of movements come out of our muscles, our joints. So maybe as an idea, you involve your spine a lot. So maybe it happens that your spine is rolling from the tailbones up, vertebra per vertebra, to the neck. Notice with the inhalation how your spine is rolling up. Also, there might be a movement in your hips or in your knees. Maybe like a twisting or rotating. How does it feel like if your hips like to rotate? What does this free movement make with this form and with your body? Okay. And then slowly come to an end. Take one or two more breaths. And leave your arms down and just relax for a moment in the standing position. Feel into your body. How does it feel like right now? Okay, that was the second part. Let's go for a short time into reflecting on this. So maybe after practicing now a second time, so already quite some time doing this posture, this movement. So when you reflect and look into your body, like how is your activation level right now? Maybe now you can type it in the chat box and we can just have an idea of between 1 and 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. What is your okay, yeah, going down. Yeah, cool. Great. Good. Okay. Thank you very much. So are there questions on this movement right now? If there are questions concerning the movement, we could like solve them right now. Otherwise, I would say let's continue.
Well, there is one question that has to do with the movement. Joanne Rhodes is asking some lateral movements.
So what's the actual question?
That's the question, some lateral movements. So I'm not sure what.
So it could be coming up. So if we are talking about the freedom then it could be coming up, but what the form is about, it's right. It's very, very in this direction. So it's not the basic idea of the form.
Yeah. Okay. So, and Douglas is asking, does the form instruction include tapping into the elements deliberately?
Deliberately? No. Like when you do it in the form style, you would try to cultivate air or earth, and basically I mean the whole hugging the tree posture is very much earthy, so you would cultivate that very much when you do it in the form style. Now what I was asking you is just like feel what's coming up in you, like what's your actual element that you want to test here, or what comes up in you, what is important right now for you. So I think you can put like you could add, any element could be in this form. So it's just a matter of what you want to do or what comes up in you.
And we've got Ilu is asking if the feet are as wide as the hips.
Yeah, right. That's what I said, like hips or shoulders. So a little bit more than usual, you would say, and feet are straight, so not turning inwards or outwards.
Great. And Cynthia is asking, what about suspension of breath between inhalation and exhalation?
You can do that for training aspects. What I like, especially about this form, is that everything is moving. So as the movement is a continuum, and I wouldn't stop somewhere, neither at the so-called beginning or in the middle. So that's why I would move also with the breathing. So in this style, I would do it that way.
So, I mean, just as an add-on to that, for me particularly, I find what happens sometimes when I'm doing stuff is my diaphragm starts getting tight and my breath gets shorter. So in that case, would you make the movement smaller in order to accommodate that? Or okay,
that's what I maybe said in the beginning, like find your own tune, your own pace, so make it comfortable for you. So even if the teacher is very slow, it doesn't, I mean, you know, do it. Qigong is about getting comfortable and being centered. So when your breathing is not yet accommodated to that really slow movement, so please do it a little bit faster so that you feel positive, good about it. And with some training, that will come automatically. So after 1 hour of Qigong, you will see that your breathing slows down naturally already.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah. So Jacqueline is asking, what if the person is not able to stand? Can this be done in a seated position?
Yeah, cool. Great, sure. That's the cool thing about Qigong. Actually, I had some classes with 85-year-old people. So I'm sitting right now. So it's different, sure, but you could do the same movement in a sitting position. There are other Qigong movements that are even more easy in the chair position, but even this one is possible. So you go a little bit wider to the sides, stretching out. And if you don't have the side arms of the chair, then it's more easy. Yeah. And especially if you do it for a long time, Qigong, like for an hour or more, it's good for people who cannot sit so much that you can do some of the movements in between on a chair. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
And I guess when you're sitting, you're still having the sense of sinking and rising, but it's just in the spine, sort of from sit bones. And
exactly. It's important that you have both feet on the floor. And that you're seeing that you have your spine stretched and that you can like have a good, like the chair should have the right height. So my chair I have right now here is not so good because it's too low.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for the questions. Maybe we can continue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Lisa.
So we have a third practical session. So we step now towards authenticity. So the question is like, why does it make sense to start from form to get to authenticity? And I think it makes really sense because Qigong enables us to perceive our body very, very good and very lively at that very moment. And we can see our emotions. And especially when we come out of this chaotic world, like out of our daily life, Qigong, I think, is a very good tool to be very fast into that state of experiencing your emotions, recognizing where you are, and sinking into your body. So I think that is why Qigong as a form, like a classical form, is also very good to tap into authenticity, because that's the basis in... You take the basis of centering, of a deep centering, and from there on, like in an embodied self-presence moment, like you are here right now in your center. From there on, you can like let what is in you emerge. So like kind of the self-presence moment is for me the starting point for an authentic expression. And that's where I would like to go with you right now. So we will start with the same movement, or no, we don't start with the movement, but we build on the movement that we've done now twice and start from that centering position and see what emerges. So actually it's on you to experience what comes as an authentic expression out of you. It might have to do something with what we've done before, maybe not. Maybe you start dancing now. So fine, let's continue. So let's take at the beginning, nevertheless, the standing position, with both feet on the ground, shoulder or hip wide, and with a balanced standing, hips, knees slightly bent, hips turned a little bit forward, the spine stretched up and shoulders relaxed. Take 2-3 deep breaths and sink into your center. Oh, the hara, as we call it. try to connect to the former exercise in the way that you feel into the centering, in the way that with every exhalation, you sink down into your body. And become aware of your breathing in, breathing out. Become aware of the presence within you. Be right here at this moment, now. And now. And now. And from this state of presence, see what emerges in you. Like there might be movement, there might be no movement. There might be a movement that is related to the former form. There might be movement that is not related to Qigong at all. Maybe there emerges something and then it goes again and you're back into non-movement. Maybe there is an elementary part to it that you feel it's more like watery. Maybe it's slow, maybe it's fast. If you have a feeling of not being in the present moment anymore, or you're not centered anymore, then turn back to your center, your breathing. And see if there is something new emerging. And maybe slowly come to an end. Make sure that you stand firmly on the ground. Maybe you need to sink back into your body when you've been very airy or very fiery. Make sure that you're grounded again. Good. Okay. So what I'm interested now is, like, if you've perceived now your body and your expression, like, maybe spend a moment to think or to get a feeling of how would your authentic expression look like in daily life. So most of us now sitting in the room alone, nobody watching, how would it be when you go out with this idea of authentic movement? What if there is an audience? What if people could see you doing that? So how does it feel like for you in this moment where you're very centered, very, very relaxed, and you express yourself in this way? Is there a difference if you would go out? So that as an idea, because I cannot answer this question, it's up to you. So to wrap it up here, I hope that you gained some insight into how Qigong can be practiced with an intention of freedom and maybe as a path towards an authentic expression of your authentic presence in that very moment. So how can Qigong be a good basis for your expression of your true self in a really embodied way? So how do I express in the world right now at this very moment? So that's actually what I wanted to bring to you. And I'm curious now to hear, like, what kind of experiences maybe you made. And how did you feel about this session? So you can write into the Q&A and maybe we can hear some voices or some questions, Oscar.
We've got quite a few people who are saying, you know, they felt more relaxed. That Claudia says she felt like she was a queen.
Cool.
Fernando said very different, relaxed, but at the same time a bit exposed. Lando, I love that form particularly. I just wanted to explore it. That was good. Thank you. People thanking you for that experience. Douglas said, like learning the alphabet and basic grammar, then writing your own poetry. So that's kind of special. We've got a few questions as well. Do you want to hear these?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Couple from Fernando. He's asking, when we practice on our own in the morning, or how much time would it be good to do that?
So anytime is good. Anytime is good. So starting from 2 minutes, if you're able to dive that deep into it. But I would say, like, any time is a good time. Like, it's like meditation. I mean, anytime you can stop and from the daily wheel of life, you know, is a good time already. So, but if you want to get into and you started to practice Qigong only, so you're very in the beginning. So it's good that you take your, like, an hour to get really dive deep into it so that you get an idea of, okay, how does it feel like if I'm really relaxed? Because you recognize after 10 minutes, after 30 minutes, after 40 minutes, there is something happening to your body. Mm. So it makes sense to practice Qigong, sure, for an hour at least, if you can do so, a day, per day. but for a starter, I mean, usual classes go for like once in a week or twice in a week for an hour.
Great. Okay. And then he's also asking, when we do this freestyle, is it referred to a specific form, or can we let it in, example, like moving towards the sky or to the earth? I think that's really more about the spontaneous piece that you were.
Yeah. So what you realize when you do Qigong classes for a longer time is that you And especially, for instance, if you go out in nature, what I really appreciate doing Qigong in nature, which is like also traditional style doing it, then you will take in nature also in the movement. And I recognized, even if I have lots of forms that I could do, especially when I'm doing it for my own, I'm happy to go with what comes up. So, and then the form I learned actually might change and go into this freedom style. So I'm taking your own very moment up and also nature taking it in.
Yeah, I really love the elements that you're bringing into it about spontaneity and really just listening to what's coming up for you rather than focusing too much on a specific set of movements.
Yeah.
SJ is saying, I have a hard time being aware of being noticed in the world. I start out from my authentic self, but when I notice the other, I go into my head and see myself from that perspective instead. Any suggestions on how not to be self-conscious?
I mean, first thing is being self-conscious is already good. I mean, you know, realizing what happens in that moment is already, that's very important. So from there, if you have something, it could be Qigong, it can be something else. I mean, there is lots of centering practices you can do, but doing, having a practice that you're so familiar with that you're able to go within the situation that brings you into your head, that you can switch more and more easy to that state of where you're in your center. I think that would be the path to go, like finding a practice that is very comfortable for you. And it can be something very small. For instance, like my Qigong practice always ends with the hands on the belly. So that, like, there is a connection between my mind, my tissue, my body, and the hands putting on the belly. So when I do that, even if I do it unconsciously, already I start to relax. Because my body has learned that when I do this, I'm in a deep relaxation mode. So even when I have some, or I do this sometimes consciously in situations where I'm very stressed, I just put my hands on my belly. And I feel my body already going down. And sometimes also my hands doing it for their own, and I didn't even recognize to do that. So that's something where you don't have to think about doing it when you have a practice that fits perfect to you.
Great. Joshua is still struggling with not being in his mind. How does one center feeling, body sensation, any tips or techniques getting out of his head?
So the question is, did he realize during the exercise? So I think the combination of movement and breathing in Qigong makes it for many people, not for all, but for many people, very easy to go slowly down from the mind or to relax more in the mind and to go out of the head down into the center. Especially also this is a very simple movement we did right now, and there are Qigong movements that are like kind of more complicated. So you're more starting learning it, you're more into like, okay, how do I do this? And that's good because you're more focused on your body. So my first idea would be like focusing on your body so that you have to do something, like that your brain has to do something, like breathing, like movement. And over this movement and over this watching or looking at your breathing or your movement, you will be slowly getting more into your relaxed state.
Great, thank you so much. We're just coming up to the end of the session now. Sorry, I won't be able to ask all of your questions, but I don't know if Dr. Besh, if you're going to be at any of the coffee break sessions at all?
I'll try, yeah, sure.
it's not obligatory.
Yeah. But maybe also we can give the hint that end of November, I'm doing a class on authentic, or locating the heart of authentic leadership, which will be online. So I think Roxanne is putting it into the chat, and maybe there is a chance for you to get into that. It's already still a month to go, but however.
Brilliant. Yeah, so the link's just in the chat there to Dr. Besh's website, and to the link below is to the course that he's talking about, so you can get in touch with him or see more about his work there. I'd also forgotten to introduce him, so just to let you know, he's a life and business coach, a facilitator, and a mindfulness teacher. He's co-founder and managing partner at Navo, where he specializes in personal development, conflict resolution, transparent communication, stress prevention, and mindfulness. So you can get in touch with him for more about that if you're interested with connecting with him. So thank you very much, Dr. Besh. That's a really beautiful session. I really enjoyed that. And so just some announcements now. If you want to connect with people who are in this session or in other sessions, you can do that via the Facebook groups or via the coffee breaks. Coffee breaks are a little bit more interactive, so you can talk about what it is that you learned here and experienced, and you can hear from other people about other sessions that they've been able to see. If you want to own this library, have time to digest and process all the information that you've had a chance to come across. I know this is pretty much my experience as Qigong is a lifelong practice, and there's definitely a life's worth of practice just in this session. So you can own the library, digest it, take your time with it, explore it. You get learning lists, which give you some practical and logical ways of working through the information. You also get audio only format, so you can listen to what the talks are about. You get 50% off if you buy before the conference ends. And it's also a huge thank you to the people who have worked so hard to make this conference possible and to make it free while the conference is on, so that people who can't afford the package can watch while we're live, and 48 hours after the session has been held. So that's it from announcements. We're just going to wrap up now with the final word from Dr. Besh with his top tip for embodiment.
Yes. Thank you very much for everyone being here. I really enjoyed the session with you. So that's first to say and most important. My top tip would be, it's not very creative, but I think it's so profound. Like, walk your talk is something that I found very useful. And the more I dive into that, walk your talk, I really appreciate the many layers of that, especially if you watch it or if you sense it from the idea of an embodied presence. So that would be my tip, like go ahead with walk your talk.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Florian Besh.
Thanks, everyone.
Wonderful session. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and see you at the next session.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Florian. It was wonderful.
So powerful. Thank you, Roxana.